I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Welcome back to the show. We will have Lutz Fan and Steel coming up in 9 minutes at 11:15. At 11:30, John Mozeliak. At 11:45, Bernie Miklas. That's a consistent 11 o'clock hour. Those three know their slots, and that's where we put them. And when they say yes, we appreciate it. So they are all in today, 10 o'clock hour. We went down the rabbit hole of Saturday's game, the Cardinals beating the Cubs 8-6. Finally, some bright light after just a miserable time. Losing that game on Friday, getting shellacked, getting shut out by the Pirates. This has just been such a strange season. They started out poorly in April, and I kind of dropped my expectations for them. I'm just going to watch this team develop, and I'm just done thinking about, are they going to go win a world championship? It is what it is. And then in May, they go 19-8. You're starting to feel good about it. And then they go 4-10. They flop at the start of June. Then they come back and they play the Cubs and they win the first two of the series. And then, you know, in the middle of all that, we know they had taken down the Dodgers and all that, but they had lost some games. It's just back and forth and back and forth. So maybe we should have known that they would drop the next two to the Cubs and get shut out both times, then go to Cleveland and dominate them, then get blanked three times in a row by the Pirates, then get absolutely destroyed by the Cubs on Friday, and coming back and winning a crazy game yesterday. If they could pull a rabbit out of the hat and win this series today and beat the Cubs, that would be a nice way to get going here before the All-Star break. And then you have to figure out if you're a player at the trade deadline or not. Still a few weeks to go. John Mozeliak is with us at 11:30. But it was fun to recap that. Thanks to Kyle Larson and Brad Keselowski and Chris Blair to talk NASCAR with us in the 10:30 portion of the show. We heard from Doug Armstrong at 10:45 when he was talking to reporters about everything that they've done so far in the offseason. Really insightful stuff. If you want to go back and listen to any of it, Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast, just keep it in your car, on your device, and listen to it at your leisure. You can always download the Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast, but I would just go and subscribe to it. People certainly find it to be useful, I would say. Going back, sometimes you have to go to church or you're with family this morning and you're not able to listen to the show live. So it's just a way to do it. You can use the Odyssey app for that as well. There's a lot going on right now. So the Cardinals play tonight at 5:10, 4:15 pregame from Wrigley Field right here on KMOX. The NASCAR race that we were talking about, the Grant Park 165, is going to be on TNT today at 2 o'clock. Also in the state of Illinois, the John Deere Classic is going on, so we'll be keeping an eye on what's going on there on the PGA Tour. One more major to go, and that is the Open Championship. The U.S. Open produced a surprising winner in J.J. Spaun. I wonder what the Open is going to give us. Will this be finally a chance for Rory McIlroy to come roaring back after his tremendous Masters win? It looked like he was just off his game, except for the end, when Oakmont got just about everybody. Rory had a final round, a really good one. The Open Championship coming up for him is in his home country of Ireland, so I'll be very curious to see what takes place there. We also are watching the start of college football buzz. I think that Illinois is going to be good. I think Missouri could be good. There's no doubt that they have the gauntlet of the SEC schedule every year, and Illinois has to deal with the Big Ten. I feel like Illinois is on the rise. Missouri has found ways to win games. And will Bo Prabula or Sam Horn be the quarterback? Who is going to take charge there? That's an interesting thing to watch, no doubt about it. Wimbledon is going on right now. Center court has been active. There is going to be a lot to be determined here in the next week. The finals are next weekend. So right now we're talking about the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. There's just so much to cover in the summer, and soon the NFL will get their training camps going and all that good stuff goes on. So it's a fun time of year, but baseball kind of dominates right now. And I just, before we get to Lutz Fan and Steel and what happened to City last night, a 3-2 loss to Real Salt Lake, I thought I'd update you on the baseball postseason situation right now. So if you recall, there will be 3 wild cards from each league, in addition to 3 division winners. So there will be 12 teams that make the postseason. This is something they did a few years ago, revamping this postseason alignment for both teams. So the top 2 division winners in each league receive byes to the division series, just to remind you. The other 4 teams in each league play a best of 3 wild card series. The higher seed will host all 3 games. So the lesser of the division winners, so right now that team would be the Phillies. They would host a wild card team and host all 3 games in a best of 3. And then the number 1 wild card team would host the number 2 wild card team, which is Milwaukee. So the Mets would host Milwaukee for all 3. And then the Phillies would host the number 3 wild card. And that currently is a 3-way tie between the Padres, the Giants, and the Cardinals. Now, if I'm the Cardinals, I don't want to get involved in all that. I want to win the division. Don't get into a situation where you got to battle all these teams for a wild card spot. They're a long way from that right now. They're 5.5 out. There's still a big climb to make here, and you got to beat the Cubs today to at least get yourself to 4.5 and start to have a chance at that. I know that some people are pointing to the Cardinals' schedule in the second half. Look, they just got swept by the Pirates and got shut out in all 3 games. So I don't care who they're playing. They seem to play well sometimes against the good teams and sometimes not so well against the bad teams. So I have no clue. This Cardinals team has just been one of those strange seasons. So let's not go there. Let's just hope that the Cardinals can figure out ways to win series. They've been kind of wobbly here, but they have found a way yesterday to win a ball game, and they're going to have to do the same today. Are they built to be a division champion? You know, if their rotation isn't where it needs to be, then no. Then right now they have 3 starters and 2 that are really struggling, and one of them's going tonight. So this is Eric Fetty's chance to try to turn things around. The NL East, I mentioned the Phillies lead the Mets by a half game. Everybody else is out of it. Marlins, Braves, Nationals, you can forget about it. They're all done. Marlins are 7 games under 500. The Braves are 10 games under 500. What a terrible season for them. Washington is out of it as well. In the West, the Dodgers are dominating right now. They're 8 games in front of the Padres and the Giants, who look to be vying for a wild card spot along with either the Phillies or Mets. And I mentioned the Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals in the NL Central. The American League East, you know who's leading that right now? And just cruising right now. The Toronto Blue Jays, they have a 3-game lead on the Yankees. The Blue Jays have won 7 in a row. The Yankees have lost 6 in a row. They are just falling apart, and the Mets have been beating them up. Pete Alonso had a big day yesterday in that Subway Series win for the Mets over the New York Yankees. He homered twice and drove in 5 runs. Brandon Nimmo had a grand slam. Mets battered the Yankees 12-6. If you recall, I said I'm picking the Mets to win the World Series. They were just terrible here at the start of June, but they're starting to come alive again. And then in the American League, the other teams involved, the Rays, they're 7 games over. They're in it, 3 games back along with the Yankees in the AL East. The AL Central, it's a runaway for the Tigers. No other team above 500. The Tigers crushing the competition, 12.5 games up in the Central over the Twins. And in the West, it's all Astros, 7 games ahead of the Mariners in the AL West. They've emerged as one of the best teams in baseball, the Houston Astros, after a rocky start. The American League wildcard situation has the Yankees and Rays owning the top two spots, with Seattle currently sitting in spot number three. And it's a much clearer picture there. The Red Sox are 2.5 out of that last wildcard spot, and they're a 500 club. We'll take a break. We'll talk to Lutz Fahnenstiel, sporting director for City, next on KMOX.
On 104.1 KMOX, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. We are joined by the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, and that's Lutz Fahnenstiel. His team lost to Real Salt Lake in a wild game last night. Final score was 3-2. Good morning, Lutz, and thanks as always for the visit.
Good morning, Tom.
That was a tough one, I know. A goal scored right away in the sixth minute. They were up 2-0 at half. Klaus gave you the goal to make it 2-1, but then just unable to capture things from there. How would you describe how that game went?
To be honest, not a great first half. I think, you know, the moments, the timing when we conceded very early on and then just before halftime was difficult to rebound, so that was a bad start for us. I think we created a few good chances in the first half as well, but defensively we didn't look great. I think the two goals they scored were two absolute bangers, to be honest. I mean, the first goal was an absolute blinder. I think no goalkeeper in the world would have come even close to that one, and even the second goal was pretty well taken. I think, you know, it was a good halftime talk by David Critchley and the coaching staff, and I think we came out pretty good. The goal from a set piece, a header from Klaus, I think put us back into the game, and I think it was went back and forth for quite a few minutes till then again we got caught on the counterattack, and it was a bit unfortunate by Josh Yarrow, not really easy to defend. You know, it's kind of, he gets there first, and he might get an own goal, or he doesn't get there and the striker was right behind him, would have probably scored it. But then again, I think the moral was good, the attitude was good. We came back again from a set piece, and I think that last moment when we had another big chance by Klaus, who just missed that header on the back post, I think it would have been great for the boys to pick up that point. I agree, it was a bit wild, you know, considering we had to play without any of our center backs and sixes. It was eight players out, so it was again a complete new back line, and it's always difficult to get the boys together over the week. Like Michael Wenzel, who started last week, also on a very short notice, couldn't travel because of some slight injury, and it just made things difficult. But yeah, in the end of the day, you know, it's another loss, and we need to win games. There was some positives. To be fair, we had, with Hasilo Roscoe, a young player from our second team starting. We had two of our homegrown players, Tyson Pierce and Makai Joyner, coming on. I think that was good that the kids got some time out there as well. And, looking forward now to the next home game again after being away.
How did you think Orozco looked in particular?
I think he looked well. You know, I mean, it was for him a special game, being a homegrown player for Salt Lake. So having his debut for us in a place where he played all his academy and also some second team and first team games, I thought he defended well. He's not a left back. He's a center back, or maybe a right back, or maybe a six. I think it was his second game in his life. He had to play as a left back, but I think he handled it really well, and scoring a goal, which was, well, I mean, a bit of an accident, but still he was the one who scored it from that set piece. Definitely gave him a good debut.
City 2's got some talent, doesn't it? I mean, they're going to play tonight in Salt Lake. They're on a six-game winning streak, Lutz. Second place in the MLS Next Pro standings.
Yeah, I think we are first in the Western Conference. You know, seventh win in a row possible tonight against Real Monarchs, which is, I would say, a decent team. But I think, you know, we really appreciate the job John Hackworth have done there so far to come in. Doing his job as a technical director, helping Nemanja with the transfer window and coaching this team as well. So a big thank you there to John Hackworth. I mean, you know, he knows the team well, he knows the boys well, but also Dale Shilley, who stepped up to help us, and Sean Reynolds from the academy. So it was the typical domino effect, you know, when David Critchley moved up with Baggio, to coach the first team we need to cover. And I think, we had to, we wanted to do it internally. And I think the boys doing a great job on the field, but the new set coaching staff also really managing them really, really well.
Is there something to the start of the games that you don't like? Are you seeing a trend there, or do you like the chances that are being created by your team more so in one half than the other? Are you seeing any trends that are bothering you, or some things that you like in that regard?
Well, if you would ask me 3 weeks ago, I would have been bothered that we concede really late. You know, we concede immediately after scoring. That was a trend which we had since last year to get that minutes in, to focus, to keep the result the way it is. But now looking at the game against Orlando, where we haven't been yet on the field and we're 2-0 down, and the same thing now against Salt Lake, you know, just having a good talk, having a good warm-up, and everybody's really motivated and everybody wants to go out there and prove themselves. And like a Sunday strike, you know, a magic strike after a few seconds on the field just kind of messes up your match. And I wouldn't really say that's a trend, Tom. You know, we had it against Orlando. I think it was the worst start we had into a game like on 10 days ago. Yesterday, it was this amazing strike from a young player, which you can't save and you can't really defend on the edge of a box. So, I'm more about that we're settling down once we score, that we can hold on to a lead, and that we focused in the last 15 minutes of the game not to concede anymore. I think that's more the things I pick up.
I picked up on this quote from Klaus. I was going to read it to you. I like personally this kind of fire. You want to see this sort of passion coming from your best players, really from anybody, but certainly of someone who's led the way here for the last few years for you. He talked about enjoying this coaching staff and having good ideas and a lot of energy. He said, I really enjoy the way we play. He said, we have everything that we need. We have the fans behind us every single game. So what? What more do we need to be motivated every single day? We do what we love. We live in an amazing city with amazing fans behind us. We have an amazing facility. We have an amazing stadium. I mean, like, what? What do we need more? That's from Klaus, who basically is saying, Lutz, that they just have to be more consistent in what they do every day.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great to hear, you know, from a player like Klaus, and I can't agree more. I mean, you know, people still support us, and we have, I think the ownership gave us the best possible facility, world-class facility we have, and everything we need. And I think that it's great that the players really appreciate that. But, you know, when Saturday comes, yeah, I mean, the motivation is there. And I think nobody who watched the game yesterday for 90 minutes can say that the players looked tired, or the players didn't look willing, or the players didn't look motivated, because I think they fought till the 97th minute every second of the game. But also, to be fair, if you're having five of your starting centre-backs out, plus Edu Levin, plus Durkin, which are kind of in the heart of midfield, two of our most important players in the last 3 years, then I need to respect the players who are coming up and stepping up and doing a good job, you know? I mean, yesterday in centre midfield, Thomas Ostrak and Wallen, that's not typically sixes. That's a winger and a wing-back playing on a position they hardly ever played in their life, and they still managed to do a good job. And I think that is what we have to build on. We know we have to get the players back. And like for me, honestly, like what stood out yesterday was Tyson Pierce coming on as a young international player playing for the United States youth national team. And you saw when he came on, the first few minutes, he was worried. He was, you know, that's my debut. And then as more balls he got into his feet and as more comfortable he got, he showed what he can do. And that's a player I see here. That's the future for the club. I see him having a big future here with us. Same as Mackay, a player with so much promising talent, so much speed and so much goal-scoring ability in the second team. But that's what stood out for me yesterday. And, we should have, looking at the data, looking at the chances, looking at the opportunities we had, we should have picked something up. But I'm really proud about the boys who came there, who stood up, who fought, and the young boys who have taken the opportunity to represent the club in the city.
You will be taking on Portland on Sunday night, 6 o'clock Central on Y98 FM. A little Sunday night soccer for you. Energizer Park hosted the United States men's national team this past week, and now City will be back in there for some Major League Soccer. Lutz Fahnensteel, always appreciate your visits on KMOX. Thank you for your time.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thanks so much.
Always good to hear from Lutz. We will take a break when we come back. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us on Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
With one out, the pitch, the runner goes from first. There's a long one! Left field! It's a goner out of Wrigley Field! Joel Pozo with a pinch three home run. Unbelievable.
John Rooney with the call on KMOX. What a moment that was. Cardinals win the game 8-6. Joel Pozo with the bomb onto Waveland. Joining us is the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, who I'm sure had a smile as that ball soared into the air. What a clout that was, Mo. Good morning.
Good morning. And absolutely. That was, you think about, first off, the week we've had, and then to see that game feel like it might be slipping away, and then to have that big inning, but huge swing. You're just hoping you get something in the outfield to get that run from third, but then, you know, puts it into the street, which was, like, super cool.
Yeah, it was. Pozo, I asked you a while back, where do you find this guy? I mean, he's just – there's something special about him. His story, first of all, but also the way he makes contact and delivers in the clutch, cold off the bench. It's not easy to find those guys who not only do that well, but accept and love that role.
Yeah, you know, I give John Vooch a lot of credit for bringing him in to add depth to our catching lineup, especially when we were thinking about what we had at AAA. And then, as you know the story, and you know, midway through camp this year, we just really weren't all that excited about what we're seeing from the backup roles there. And so then we brought him into camp, and you know, needless to say, he made an impression with our major league staff, really from more of a defensive standpoint, but obviously just the way he approaches his at-bats are been really fun to watch. Very aggressive hitter, right? Isn't going to be someone that walks a lot, puts the ball in play, so that bat-to-ball skill is real. And, yeah, he's had some big hits for us, and it's just great to see.
Speaking of bat-to-ball skills, Thomas Ejasi, talk about coming in at the last moment. We learned that Nolan Arenado can't play, scratched shoulder impingement, so here comes Ejasi. He comes through with a big hit. Ejasi needed it, too. He'd had a dry spell there.
Yeah, he's been struggling a little bit at the plate. He, too, is one of those very aggressive type of hitters, doesn't take a lot of pitches, is trying to put the ball in play. But sometimes, you know, you've got to learn to be a little more selective, learn where your zones are, and then take advantage of it. But, you know, young player, I do think one of the things that kind of went unnoticed yesterday was that play he made at home, which was, you know, obviously they still scored a couple runs that inning, but, you know, had he not made that play, that could have been pretty costly. So defensively, he did a really nice job for us too. So great to see.
Agree with you 100%. He plays that position. I actually sent a text to a couple of our colleagues here that, boy, he plays a good third base, really does. Good decisions. I mean, Nolan Arenado is one of the best of his generation, of course, but what a nice thing to have. How is Nolan? What any updates on his shoulder?
No, as you know, we play tonight, so no one's even close to the ballpark yet. Probably have a better idea of where he's at sometime later today.
The Cardinals also received, there was so much in this game. Gorman with his big hits and his home run, Burleson with a home run. Matt striking out Pete Crow Armstrong was massive. And hanging in there, backing up Libby, Steven Matz with a big moment there as well.
You know, there was so much to unpack from that game. Like, Ollie and I were hanging out last night after the game for a little bit, and it's just like, it was just a very intense game. Like, it was a slow-paced game, a lot of pitches thrown. I really think you got to give a lot of credit to Donovan's first at-bat, which kind of set the tone for that inning, and we saw a lot of pitches that inning, and it, you know, it ended up being one of those kind of games that there was just traffic on the bases almost every inning when the Cubs are up. And so it was stressful, but to get the win was awesome. And, you know, you take what you can get from that. And in baseball, it's a, you know, it's an interesting business, right? Like, you know, Friday couldn't have been more depressing and Saturday was awesome and you got to turn the page and play today.
No, you're right. Game tonight at 5:10, Eric Fetty will pitch. Miles Michaelis pitched that game on Friday. And, you know, you mentioned it earlier this week, the week that you had. It was just one of those difficult weeks going through, going anywhere and getting shut out, going to Pittsburgh and losing all three by shutout. Just when you look back at that, is that just baseball happening? How do you review what is going on there?
I think, you know, like, you don't have to be all that high baseball IQ to understand. Just never really got the big hits, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you think about how you score in this game, and, you know, we saw it Friday, right? A lot of solo home runs for the Cubs, but usually you say to yourself, oh, you're not going to get beat if you give up solo home runs. But if you give up a bunch of them, yeah, it's painful. But, you know, back to Pittsburgh real quick, it's just we had some opportunities, could never break through, and I think that's just part of 162. You know, it's rare to get shut out three games in a row, but it does happen, and you know, there's not really anything so much you learn from it or glean from it. It's just, you know, you got to find ways to have productive at-bats when you have those opportunities, because if you miss them, they tend to bite you.
I look at your rotation, and of course, you're going to sit there and review it and say, what can you do to change the rotation? I'm not sure how many options you really have. I mean, you have McGreevy, but it kind of is what it is at this point. You just have to fight through it.
Well, yes, and you know, hopefully the guys that are struggling right now, when they take the ball, they can start making some adjustments, you know, depending on how that goes. But you're right, McGreevy is lurking, and you know, we can only not hold, you know, we can only hold him down so long. So at some point he's going to get an opportunity. Hopefully, you know, tonight Fetty gives us a chance to win this game, you know, keeps us in it. And he makes some adjustments because he's had some struggles of late. But, you know, definitely he and Michaels have struggled with their last few starts. And, you know, hopefully we can see better from both of them.
And then the question that everybody has is, what does this team do at the trade deadline? Still to be determined, I would imagine. These still have a few weeks to go here before you can make that call, just to see where you are in terms of contention. I mean, if you get to that point, if you are a contender, let's say you're right in the mix, do you feel like you have the resources to make the move that you want?
Yeah, the big question really is going to be, like, what's the move? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we have to be a little patient, see where this, how this plays out. But, you know, I hope we have a, you know, very strong month of July, and we have some tough decisions to make when it comes to July 31st. So in the meantime, it's, you know, obviously coming off a tough week, big win last night, you know, try to make the most of it today. It'd be great to get a win tonight, and then, you know, we'll just see where we go. But, you know, overall, you got to like the vibe we see from this club. They compete, and hopefully we can keep building on it.
What's the latest on Jordan Walker and what you're seeing in his development and return?
I mean, the big thing for him is just getting his timing back. Missed a lot of time. You know, it was an awkward injury that he had, not something that's really common with us. And, you know, just when you're not able to swing the bat for a while, it's tough to get that timing back when you get thrown into it. So we're trying to take some baby steps with him, but this is an important week for him, and hopefully he can make the most of it.
And obviously, Ivan Herrera, it's just tough to watch him go through another injury because he was one of your best hitters. Anything new on Ivan?
No, not really. Again, like, it's one of those weird things. If we didn't know what the MRI said, he'd probably be playing, but we know what the MRI said, and so you got to be a little cautious and pushing him too quickly. But, you know, I know he's feeling good, and I imagine when all of you guys see him at the ballpark this week, he's going to be getting pretty antsy to go out on a rehab, and I would imagine that's not too far away.
Best of luck tonight at Wrigley. Always an adventure. Well, hopefully you can come out on the front end of it like you did yesterday in a crazy baseball game at Wrigley. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks, Tommy.
Good to hear from John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations. What a season this has been. We'll see. They could come away a series winner tonight after what we saw Friday. And as Mo said, there were parts of that game yesterday. It looked like it was slipping away. They found a way. Comeback wins. That's what this Cardinals team has been about, partly. Also, just some bumps in the road. And here they are, 5.5 out. Break, come back. Bernie Miklas and I get into it. We talk some Cardinal baseball next on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Acker.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hello to Andrew Price. Hi back, Andrew. He was saying hello on our comment stream. Andrew is one of the greats from UCP Heartland. We love Andrew. One of our best supporters, no doubt about it. The Wingding, support that. It's on September 9th at Chaffetz Arena this year. It's gotten so big, that wing contest that Chaffetz is now holding it on September 9th to benefit UCP Heartland. Hello, Bernie Miklas. How are you doing on this fine Sunday?
I'm doing great. It's been a fun weekend, and looking forward to doing this with you and looking forward to watching the Cardinals tonight. And, you know, sports.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I just was chatting with John Mozeliak. A lot of our conversation was about that crazy game yesterday. That was nuts. Cardinals got it done.
Yeah, Pozo's unreal. If you look at him, and I heard the question you asked Mo about, it's not easy to find guys and just come off the bench at any time and hit, you know, he comes out of the dugout swinging, you know, and just to put a quick little number on it, when he enters the game as a substitute this year, that includes pinch hitting. He's 8 for 15. That's a .533 average. That's just crazy. You know, I mean, you don't have bench guys who do that, right? What a great find it was by John Vooch and John Mozeliak in the Cardinals front office, because Pozo has been amazing. And I just wonder going forward, and I'm not in any way advocating, well, he ought to be the number one catcher, but I do think, cause Pajes has great defensive value, but Pozo's fine defensively. And I think that it might warrant getting him in the lineup, a couple of times a week, especially if there's a left-hander going, cause he crushes left-handed pitching too.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this lineup, when healthy, can string together some great at-bats, because it was just bizarre to get shut out by the Pirates. I mean, I got it. They're hot and all that stuff, and the Cardinals are tired and they're missing players. It was just bizarre. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, it's pretty easy to trace why. I mean, first of all, they faced two really great starting pitchers. You know, in Skeens and Keller, but they all intents and purposes, they really didn't have Contreras during the series, except for four at bats. They didn't have Arenado in the series, and he's of course got the bad finger, now the shoulder. But here's the deal: they were terrible with runners in scoring position. All right, they had the two guys banged up that I just mentioned. And then if you look down the lineup, and I'll just read this really quick. It's simple. Donovan, 2 for 11, 5 strikeouts. Wynn, 2 for 11, 3 strikeouts. Nootbaar, 1 for 6. Burleson, 1 for 10. Gorman was 1 for 11 with 4 strikeouts. Scott was 2 for 10. My point being, if you can't hit with runners in scoring position, you're in trouble. If you get shut down to an extent by two really good starting pitchers, you're in trouble. If you're missing two key guys, Contreras and Arenado, that's more trouble. But then the guys you have to count on, the guys that are going to carry you, let's face it, you know, are Donovan, Wynn, Nootbaar, Burleson, Gorman, and to a lesser extent, Victor Scott offensively. Those guys all had brutal series in Pittsburgh. So if you look at it in that way, it's not that mysterious. You know, you can't have all those guys in the lineup, especially with Arenado and Contreras out. You just can't have all of those guys have bad series, because you're going to get nowhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, to have them all, you know, post zeros at the same time is just crazy. Now,
yeah,
here's the other thing is that, you know, it's obviously not ignored the starting pitching. And you heard my question to Mo about that, and he mentioned that McGreevy is lurking. there has to be a point where you make the move. You get McGreevy permanently in this rotation. One of them, maybe you could solve it at the deadline. Maybe you can't. There's not much more else unless you were put Steven Matz in the rotation. But he showed what he can do in a relief role yesterday.
You probably have to stretch him out a little bit, but not too much, because he's been pitching multiple innings in relief. But listen, they can't go on like this. If they really want to try to get in the postseason, and they're still in good shape with the wild card. You know, Fetty in his last eight starts, the team is 0-5, and he's got the team is 2-6, and he's got a 6.02 ERA. You go to Michaelis, his last seven starts, he's got a 7.75 ERA. And what I did, Tom, is I went back to late May, and if we look at their last 15 starts combined, the team is 5-10. I mean, so think about all the games that are almost this sounds rash, but you know what I mean. I can't think of a better word. It's almost like you're forfeiting, you know, a bunch of games.
It feels that way.
Yeah, because those guys are getting getting you down way behind in games. And the Cardinals are a great comeback team, but we got to be reasonable about it. I mean, you can't get down 6-0, 7-0 and come back. So something's got to give. You cannot have two guys of that caliber in your rotation. Now, some people, and I understand, would say, well, you shouldn't have one guy like that in your rotation. I get it. But realistically, you know, could they – McGreevy, in my opinion, should already be here. And if this is a runway season, he should be here. Because there's no one pitching that well. I'm talking about Michaelis or Fetty. No one pitching great enough to where you say, well, there's really no room for him. You better believe there's room for him. The other thing is your idea about Matz, and I wonder why that hasn't gotten more currency. I think maybe they consider him to be really valuable in relief, and there's a point to be made there too. So, yeah, if their starting pitching is not, if you're going to have Gray and you're going to have Libitor, and then Pallante, to his credit, has been really good for the last five starts or so, but you're going to have those two guys at the top, then Pallante, the back end of your rotation has got to be competitive. I'm not saying they got to be Tom Seaver and Bob Gibson. They've got to be competitive, though. And these two guys, frankly, have not been competitive.
Yeah. I mean, nothing. You know me as being Mr. Positive, and I'm pretty right. Chill when it comes to sports. I love sports, but nothing gets my blood boiling. Maybe when Indiana loses to Purdue. then these guys, you know, pumping their hands up in the air at Wrigley Field and just taking batting practice against the Cardinals. I mean, it's just brutal. I mean, it was Friday was very, very difficult. For them to come back and win Saturday, I give them credit because Friday was brutal.
Yeah, that was a huge win yesterday because I thought going in, I told Matt Pauly that the other day, 4th of July when I did 12 o'clock to 12:25 with Matt Pauly. And I said, look, the game they absolutely have to get is the middle game because I don't like their chances with Michaelis and I don't like their chances with Fetty. And I think they can win that game with Libitor. And, you know, Libitor turned the lead over to the bullpen, and it was just one of those days. But I don't know about you, and I hear you, man. You're an optimist, and that's cool. But I don't know about you. When the Cubs came back and, you know, took that lead, 5-3, you know, I was thinking, man, I thought they were going to get this one. This is bad.
Bad.
And then the eighth inning happened, and that was extraordinary. That was just great stuff.
It really was. And, you know, there's a couple of questions coming in here. We brought up the Matz thing in the rotation. We'll see. And I agree with that. That's from Wes for our radio listeners. He said, thanks for bringing up Matz in the rotation, Bernie. Please keep harping on that, especially when you look at Cubs versus lefties. And I agree. It's the first thing I thought of yesterday when I'm watching it. Why can't Matz be stretched out to join? And then, you know, Verlis says Matz was so pissed yesterday after giving up that homer. It was good to see. I agree also. He was shouting into his glove going into the dugout, that's the fire you want to see. Remember when Matz a couple years ago, when they moved him into the bullpen, and they said, what do you think? He goes, I don't know. I'm neutral about it. I'm like, neutral?
Yeah.
I mean, let's get angry. Don't you want to be in the rotation? So it was good to see. And by the way, what he did to Pete Crow Armstrong was just perfect. He breaking ball inner half, hits him far and away with two fastballs, game over. That's the Steven Matz you want.
Yeah, and I don't think it's this big long stretch to think of him getting back in the rotation. But what I do think is, quite frankly, I do think that Fetty's already been made available in the trade block. You know, I don't know. Frankly, I have no idea what the interest would be, but you never know. And I could be wrong about this. I just don't see John Mozeliak designating Miles Michaelis for assignment. I could be wrong about it. But we know their policy. We know how they do these things. My point is, if your team is close enough, if your team stays in this, how could you in good faith continue to send these two guys out there to take a beating? Two-fifths of your rotation. I don't see how you can do it. Like, what's the point of all this, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, and the other thing with a guy like Michaelis, and I'm sorry, he makes $17 million, right? It's not like by designating Michaelis for assignment, you're going to save money. That money's already gone. It's guaranteed. You're paying him anyway, right?
Yeah.
So there's no savings to be realized by DFAing him, right? So I don't get it. So there are times I just simply don't understand it.
About a minute to go. Some other things that you'll be watching for tonight, Bernie, top of your mind.
You know, here's what I would say about this matchup tonight. Matthew Boyd's really, really, really good. So I would go into this game thinking, listen, the offense, there's no shame in getting shut down by Matthew Boyd. He's having a great year. But that's why Ali Marmol has got to be really, really, really quick to not let the game get out of hand early. In other words, what I'm saying is if Fetty's not good at the beginning and the Cubs get a couple runs, I'm sorry, he's got to go. You go to your bullpen early. You got the off day tomorrow. You turn it into a bullpen game. Ali can't sit there and watch this game become like 5-0 early. You know, I mean, because it's over at that point.
Yeah, he can't use the burning up the bullpen explanation this time.
No,
he's got like a playoff game.
He's got to be very, very aggressive. A lot of urgency.
Yep. It's going to be a good one. It's Cards Cubs. It's a 5-10 start. Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, a Daikin dealer, and SaligaHeatingandCooling.com to learn more. Appreciate you. Always good to talk to you.
See you, brother.
We will pause for the noon news. And again, Joe Pott will be with you at 4:15 for pregame right here on the Voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.